Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Erica Anderson, the founding partner of the consulting firm Proteus International, and author of Change from the Inside Out, Making You, Your Team, and Your Organization Change Capable. And Erica, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, Eric, thanks so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, there's a lot of books on change. What makes your approach unique in this area?
Oh, great question. So when I write books, this is the fifth book I've written, and I'm always trying to crack some codes. I always pick sort of complex topics and look for some simplicity at the heart. So the two things that I was trying to figure out when I wrote this book are, why is change hard? Why is it so hard for so many people? And what actually happens when a person makes a change? What happens psychologically and emotionally when a person goes through a change? I figured if I could figure those two things out, I could help make both our change practice more effective, but just change in general. I mean, there's a very well-known statistic from McKinsey & Company that 70% of organizational change efforts fail. And they say that the primary reasons for that, according to their research, are lack of management support and employee buy-in. So that's humans, right? So if I could understand more and help others understand more why change is hard for us and how then to get better at going through change, I figured I'd be doing a service to humanity. And I feel like I got pretty good answers to those questions.
Overall, change is so difficult, so this is certainly some good information to tap into, no doubt. Now, to tag on to that last question into your response, why is it often so hard for us to make change, especially professionally?
Well, as I started to investigate this, I'm a big student of history, and I feel like a lot of times what happens to us now lives in, you know, the roots of it live in history. So I started thinking about our history as a human race, human species, and I realized that until fairly recently, a person's life from beginning to end didn't change very much at all. 100 years ago, 200, 500, 1,000, you were born in a place, you grew up there, you generally didn't move. If your dad was a pipe fitter, you were going to be a pipe fitter. You know, life stayed pretty much the same 100, 1,000 years ago. And so when there was a change, it was generally a bad thing. It was an aberration and a danger. It was a war, a famine, a plague. It was something where we wanted to get back to the known state, our previous state, as quickly as possible. And so that's how we're wired. For the thousands of years up until fairly recently, when a change came, it was a threat and a danger, and we had to come back to the previous known state as soon as possible. So that's what we're wired to expect. So as soon as I understood that, I realized that what people call, you know, negativity and change resistance is just a normal human reaction. And until fairly recently, it served us pretty well. But life has changed so dramatically in the last couple of generations, and now particularly the last few years, that we can no longer afford to be wired like that. We have to rewire ourselves to see change as potentially positive, but at least neutral, so that we can be open to it.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your feedback there. Much appreciated. Now, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen organizations make when they try to make big changes happen?
Oh, I love that question. So the main thing is that they don't think about what I just said. Most organizations are pretty good at the kind of nuts and bolts parts of change. Let's make a plan. Let's do our due diligence. Let's figure out the financial results we want. But they don't really think about the human side. They don't really think about helping people, human beings, go through the mindset shift they need to go through to make change. And one of the things we figured out, which I think is really important, I'm excited to share this with your listeners, is that because we have this negative historical relationship with change, when a change comes at us, we almost always believe that it's going to be difficult and costly and weird. You know, it's going to be hard to do. We're not going to know how to do it. It's going to take away from us things that we value. That's what costly means. And it's going to be weird, meaning strange, not how we do things around here. And we notice that when people actually do make change, their mindset shifts and they start to think that the change that's being proposed could be easy, rewarding, and normal. So as a leader, if you can make your own mindset shift and then help the people who work for you to start to think about how could the change be easy? What could it give you more than it takes away? How can we make it normal where this is how we operate and this is how we do it and this is how it works? Helping people through that mindset shift is, I think, the most important key to successful change, large or small.
Certainly some fantastic input on your part. We really appreciate it. Today, we're speaking with Erica Anderson, the founding partner of the consulting firm Proteus International and author of Change from the Inside Out, making you, your team, and your organization change capable here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. What advice would you give to leaders about helping their folks through change?
Well, one of the first things we say when we work with leaders is that same thing that they tell you when you're on an airplane and they say, put on your own mask before attempting to help others. And a lot of times leaders, they think they can just kind of somehow get their folks to do a change, but it's very important for, as a leader, for you to make your peace with the change and get clear about it so that you can understand how it could be easy, rewarding, and normal. Because one of the big things about normal, when people think of a change as being normal, it means they think other people who are like them will do it. But more importantly, they think that people they admire and want to emulate and be like will do it, which a lot of times means they're leaders. So people really look to see if their leaders are actually making the change and doing the behaviors that they're proposing, because that's how they decide whether or not it's real and whether or not it's something that they also need to do. Does that make sense?
Certainly makes sense, and some great advice there as well. Now, you talk about becoming change capable. What do you mean by that, and why is this so important as well?
Well, it's everything we've been talking about so far, Eric. So because of our kind of historical relationship with change, it's hard for us to go through change. It's scary, and we take a long time, and we hesitate and resist. And becoming change capable means being more fluent with change and using this idea of the mindset shift so that when a change comes at you, you can be neutral about it. Now, some changes are bad, right? Some changes are bad, some changes are good, some changes are bad but necessary. But it's hard to really assess a change if you're scared of it. So becoming change capable is a process of becoming more neutral about change and thinking, well, maybe it could be easy, rewarding, normal. Let me see. And if you can have that capability of coming at change in a more neutral way, then you will be more capable of change, more change capable. And the thing I love about that is we are, I don't think anybody would argue with me, we are in an era of nonstop change, and it's just going to get faster. So if we can look at change not as a threat, a danger, an aberration, but just neutral, here comes this change, I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, let me see, then first of all, we're going to be much less exhausted and fearful, but we're going to be much more capable of navigating and thriving through change.
And that is certainly for sure, and thanks for that. Now, here's a question for you. What has going through the pandemic taught us about change? I'm sure there's a truckload of responses and information on that.
Well, I think it's a great question, and I think in one way, I hope anyway, it has helped people realize how much more capable we are of going through major changes than we thought we were. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, I'm sure everybody had experiences like this. I would hear things just like, wait, can we do? Like, I remember the very first thing I heard in March of 2020, right after the World Health Organization called it a global pandemic, I remember hearing that they were canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York. And I was like, wait a minute, can they actually do that? You know, so I think all of these things that we wouldn't ever have thought were possible have happened. They closed schools. They, you know, and so I hope that what that has meant is that we now know that we can make change more than we thought. And I know it's exhausting. It's been really difficult for so many people in so many levels. And yet we're still here, you know, and that we're more resilient than we thought. And I hope that really sets people up to be able to deal better with changes as they continue to unfold.
Erica, we certainly do appreciate what you do and for joining us here today on the program. Again, you're the author of Change from the Inside Out. I'm sure listeners want to know not only how they could best pick up the book, but also to get more information on you. Where's the best place online to do so?
Oh, thanks for that. So I'll give you two websites. One is my company's website, which is Proteus, Proteus-international.com. And the other is my website, which is Erica, E-R-I-K-A, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, both spelled a little oddly, ericaanderson.com. And at the Proteus website, you can find out about our company and how we help clients. And on my website, you can find out all about the book, my other books, and also my podcast. I have a podcast that I do monthly for leaders and managers.
And that is certainly a great resource right there as well. Erica, all the best. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, too.
And happy holidays to you. We've been speaking with Erica Anderson, the founding partner of the consulting firm Proteus International and author of Change from the Inside Out, making you, your team, and your organization change capable. And for all the details, visit either ericaanderson.com or proteus-international.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.